I'm Greg Stapleton with BASF Corporation, and we have headline registered as of September for use on cotton. Now, for the most part, we have not had many fungicides to put on cotton or utilizing cotton for growth and development. However, it is necessary that we probably do need them. We have many diseases, as you can see, that are on our label that we will be utilizing headline for on the cotton crop. I can get this arrow here. There you go. Ordinary leaf spot, anthracnose, ascochyta leaf blight, cercospora, diplodia, hardlock, foma blight, rust, stemphylium leaf spot, to name a few that are going to be associated with this label. Now, as far as our recommendations for use of headline on cotton, as far as timing for our early to medium picker varieties, first bloom plus 10 to 14 days, full season varieties, first bloom 14 to 28 days. Our rate will be 6 fluid ounces. However, we can go up to for a single application, we go up to 12 fluid ounces. And some intangible benefits for headline on cotton is that there won't be an additional trip across the field needed, because in cotton, across this timing, we may be doing one of several other things, putting a PGR out there like Pinia, or putting out an insecticide. Headline fungicide provides superior disease control and plant health benefits, resulting in a crop that is more efficient and tolerant to stress. Headline fungicide is backed by more than 5,000 on-farm wheat, soybean, corn, and now cotton trials, making it the most broadly researched on-farm product or fungicide on the market. Utilize headline to maximize crop yields across these crops, as well as minimizing risk by controlling diseases and getting through those environmental stresses. Headline is a fungicide, first and foremost. It's used for disease control. However, maximizing growth efficiency of the plant, as well as being able to tolerate environmental stresses, is what headline will also provide. As far as large acreage agronomic crops are concerned, headline was labeled for wheat in 2002. Additionally, we obtained labels in 2004 for corn and soybeans. At that time, we started making these applications, we ended up getting a pretty significant adoption. 12 to 16 bushels to the acre is what we typically see in our on-farm trials for corn, as well as for soybeans, upwards of 4 to 8 and sometimes up to 12 bushels to the acre that we get. From that standpoint, our adoption increased, and in this past year on corn, 7 million acres of corn were applied with headline. Take that one step further as far as the National Corn Growers Association was concerned. Of the 27 awards that they gave out, 15 of those 27 received a headline application on that crop. And soybeans, again, 4 to 8 bushels is what we typically see on farm, upwards of 12, even more in some areas of the country. But take this one step further, and as we get adopted and more significant acres being sprayed, we know that headline is one of the key contributing inputs that now growers are using. Kip Cullors from Purdy, Missouri, who in 2006 had a world record yield of 139, followed that up with a world record yield of 154.74 bushels per acre, and that is soybeans. His comments are, applying headline is a key step in protecting my soybeans from disease and ensuring plant health with headline. I know I'm helping to get the most out of every plant. With this in mind, we took that on-farm trial evaluation process that we did for soybeans and corn, and we adopted that for cotton. In 2007, we went across the belt and did many on-farm evaluations, knowing that this label was on the horizon. Our on-farm trial methods and objectives included determining the optimum application timing as we've developed for corn and soybeans. We wanted to utilize growers' field and make these commercial applications. evaluate multiple varieties at different varying maturity levels. Our treatment was, of course, an untreated check compared to headline at 6 ounces at first bloom plus 10 to 21 days, because that's what turned out in those across those locations. They may have been tank mixed with a plant growth regulator, with a foliar fertilizer. We didn't indicate what we wanted. We just go out with what you were doing already. We harvested and we made lint yield determinations, of course, and we also recorded gin turnout and quality values. Now, you're going to see several slides here with the same format. These are the yields, test parameters. Where's my mouse? Come on back. There it is. Test parameters. Some of the test parameters will be on your left. You got the yields on your right. Your left or y-axis there is going to be your pounds of lint. Blue bar is the headline application. The red bar is your untreated. If we were able to evaluate a disease, a foliar disease, that is indicated. Mouse left me. By the yellow percentage in here, the yellow bar that's included in the respective bar. Gin turnout in this situation, 3.51%. This is our Arkansas location, the Judd Hill farm in Truman, Arkansas. 3.51% difference in gin turnout with the headline, 194.4 pounds of lint per acre more with headline with that one application. Trial at the Agri Center in Tennessee, that was a high stress environment, dry land conditions. We still had alternaria as our primary disease that we were able to evaluate, 10% disease severity in the untreated about 2 months after, 40% for the untreated check. Again, we still had a 68.8 pound lint per acre increase, and there was no difference in the turnout in this situation. In Missouri, much like what occurred in the Judd Hill location in Arkansas, we had a 4% increase in gin turnout with the headline over the untreated. 157 pounds of lint per acre. However, in this situation, we weren't able to document any significant leaf disease. Mississippi down in Stoneville, 133.8. Again, no significant disease on the leaf, and the turnout was effectively the same. Across four trials in Texas, where we had two stripper varieties and two picker varieties, we again had a pretty significant increase, 42 pounds of lint per acre. Just to show you some of the things that we saw, especially where we had the diseases. This is where we had the alternaria at Judd Hill, and this is about a month after the application. You can see on the left-hand side of the screen where you see the leaves that were affected by the alternaria. On the right-hand side, that's the headline, and you see those leaves are really clean and look good. And you could see this to the line in the field from the road. At the Agri Center, no, I did not leave these trees, these leaves in my truck for too long a time. I pulled them. It was a stressed environment. On the left-hand side, you can see the untreated, the right-hand side, the headline. Now, in the southeast, we don't have any data to show as far as the yields at this point, but we did have escacata blight, wet weather blight, in location down there. Dr. Bob Kimwright and his cotton fungicide study had this in his plots, headline on the left, and the untreated untreated on your left and the headlight on your right. Okay, and you can see the leaf as a close up of the leaf and what kind of response but what the disease looked like. Here's our mid canopy of leaves that we pulled. Untreated is now on your right, the headline on your left. And so in summary of these results and the recommendations, we did get enhanced disease control and significant plant health benefits across these trials. A headline application early to mid-season varieties need to be applied first bloom 10 to 14 days. And in our more fuller season varieties, first bloom plus 14 to 28 days. We did see positive yield benefits and very profitable ones at that across the varieties tested. And again, unlike wheat, corn, soybeans, there's no new application timing here. You're not adding a trip across the field. You're probably going to be making an application during the window when we would be putting out headline. And that's all I got. And if anybody has any questions, I think we have about, probably 10, 11 minutes.